This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement for the program are pretty simple. First and foremost, if you'd like to text me, you'll send me a comment, a question, or you disagree or agree with something, I love text messages. You simply text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Then if you'd like to follow me on social media, download the podcast, find different affiliates around the country where you can listen to us, stream us live, whatever you'd like to do, you can do that by simply going to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. That's the new URL to get to the show page for all the stuff about The Weekend with Michael Brown. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. My morning producer, I just happened to say that a couple of weeks ago on the morning show. And I said, you know what, we got to just change this to, you know, I made some reference to MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And he says, go grab that web address. So I got online, found a domain provider and found it, and it was available, duh, and so grabbed it, and it redirects right to where you need to go without having to do all the click-throughs on the iHeart sites. Just boom, takes you straight to that page. So how do we know that Democrats might be getting ready to pay the political piper for fueling all the rampant inflation that we're dealing with? I made a quick trip to Dallas last weekend, weekend before. I drove down from Denver. Now, I was fascinated about the different prices of gas. I drove a Jeep Grand Cherokee, which takes regular unleaded gas. And I was just surprised by the different prices of gas. But I was also surprised because as I made that trip, I stopped at different restaurants to go eat. And I was kind of shocked, truly kind of shocked, at how prices in restaurants have increased so dramatically. So how do we know that Democrats are going to pay the political piper for fueling all this inflation that we see every single day of our lives? Because the cabal, now remember, for those of you who are just listening for the first time, when I say the word cabal, here's what I mean. It is this unholy alliance between the ruling elite, which includes both Democrats and Republicans. It's the Mitch McConnells of the world. It's the Chuck Schumers of the world. It's the Joe Bidens and the Kamala Harrises of the world. It's then also the dominant media, which includes the networks, plus all the cable channels, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, the Dallas Morning News, all of these big newspapers around the country, including Wall Street Journal, which is one of my favorite newspapers, but I really love the editorial page, not so much the news side. And then it's the big tech giants. And normally I would include in the big tech giants Twitter, although since Elon Musk has taken over Twitter and is taking the company private, Twitter may no longer be a part of that cabal, but that's to be seen. But that's what I mean by the cabal. This unholy alliance of the ruling elite, the dominant media, and the big tech giants. Well, the cabal are banging the drum that it's actually all the Republicans' fault for the inflation that we're seeing. Now, I've kind of been banging my head against the wall trying to understand, because as a lawyer and as someone who truly tries to understand, who sincerely and truly tries to understand the positions that people take on issues, because I can't argue or debate with them. Well, I guess I could argue with them, but I can't really have a serious debate about an issue if I don't understand why a person or a organization takes a particular position. Only until you do that can you then solidly debate that issue. So Stephen Greenhouse, in a column with this title, "Don't Blame Joe Biden for High Inflation," he warns that, quote, "For any American who is thinking of voting Republican out of anger about inflation, here's some advice. Look before you leap," close quote. He then tries to explain why he thinks that Biden had little or nothing to do with inflation. Now, his argument is, it's all the pandemic, and it's all Vladimir Putin's fault, and that Republicans' plans will raise prices on everything even further. Barack Obama. Now, he says the Republicans don't have any plans for anything, which I find... Have you heard that? Have you heard that juxtaposition? That on the one hand, you go to the Guardian newspaper where Stephen Greenhouse says that be careful about voting for Republicans because their plans will raise prices. And then Barack Obama says in an article that was posted over on one of the liberal websites that Republicans don't have any plans, which raises the question, so which is it? Greenhouse thinks, kind of ironic name, right? Greenhouse gas. Greenhouse thinks that making permanent the Republican tax cuts that were signed into law by Donald Trump will somehow only help the rich and big corporations. My God, I get sick of that reference. The rich and big corporations. I may not like some big corporations, but not because they're big corporations, but because of either what they do or what they stand for. And I don't dislike rich people. I personally know some billionaires. I know some millionaires. I know a lot of people who, compared to other people, would be rich, but then compared to other people, aren't quite so rich. You see, rich is a relative term. A big corporation, that's a relative term. A big, you know, now, Apple Corporation, the largest corporation in the world, or at least based on its value this week, may or may not be, but Apple compared to Amazon, or Amazon compared to iHeartMedia, or iHeartMedia compared to the local hardware store, which might be a corporation that actually does, you know, make that owner maybe a couple of million dollars a year. Don't buy into the language that somehow the rich and big corporations are evil. They're not. Well, anyway, Greenhouse thinks that Biden's price controls on health care will reduce inflation for nearly 63 million Americans on Medicare, and therefore repealing them is going to hurt. He says that repealing Obamacare would push up health care prices for many Americans. He argues that overturning Biden's student loan forgiveness plan will make it harder for millions of young Americans to deal with inflation. That is just wrong. The Republican tax cuts benefited every single tax bracket. Now, you know that people are in different tax brackets. When you finally get to your adjusted gross income, your AGI, on your tax form, that determines what tax bracket you are in. So that you're going to be taxed at, say, 18.5% on that adjusted gross income. Or you're going to be taxed at, you know, 6.5%. I'm just making these numbers, pulling these numbers out of my butt. Or you're going to be taxed at, you know, 22.6%. Those are the tax brackets. Every single tax bracket, from the lowest percentage to the highest percentage, benefited from those tax cuts. And tens of millions of people, of taxpayers, across the economic spectrum, benefited from those tax cuts. But another little tidbit about tax information. 40% of Americans that would be taxpayers actually don't pay any income tax at all. 40%. That's a lot of a, when you think about the group of taxpayers, 100% of taxpayers, 40% of those don't pay anything. They have no federal tax liability. So the tax cuts don't benefit nor hurt them either way because they're exempted from federal income tax based upon their income, their family size, their deductions, etc. A lot of people in this country that don't have any skin in the game because they don't pay any federal income tax. But then you think about Obamacare. Obamacare actually pushed up health care prices. Demonstrably provable. Price controls always put upward pressure on prices in other areas. Subsidizing, for example, some college grads at the expense of other people will raise the price of college tuition even further. And that doesn't even address the fairness issue of forgiving student loan debt forgiveness when that's a federal liability. So that federal liability, if you have a student loan right now that is through the federal government, which is about 99.9% of all student loans, if you owe student loan debt and the President of the United States, which I think is unconstitutional, but we'll see if he actually tries it. If he actually forgives that debt, that means that somebody else has to pick up those costs. Then you think about the fact that subsidizing some college graduates at the expense of other people, that raises the price of college tuition even further because that says to all of those state universities or private universities, hey, they don't have to worry about tuition because it's going to be forgiven. So we can raise the cost of tuition because we'll get that money anyway. And then who ends up paying that higher tuition? All taxpayers. Price controls always do that. Price controls always put upward pressure on goods and services. Then Greenhouse parrots Biden's line about corporate greed, too. I'm so sick about corporate greed, whether it's oil companies or other businesses. He argues that roughly 40% of inflation can be attributed to fatter corporate profit margins. Bernie Sanders says this is at 54%. Well, let's think about that. Let's think about corporate greed. Got that phrase in your mind? What do you think corporate greed is? Can you define it? Can you tell me examples? I'd like to hear from you. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Examples of where you think corporate greed exists. And we'll tackle some of those. Coming up next, what is corporate greed? And let's think about it in terms of the oil and gas companies. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text your message to Mike and to text your message. Let me start that over again. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Follow me on social media. Download the podcast, whatever you need to do, by going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Or go to this website if you want to learn more about the program or follow me on social media. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. I love that. We came up with some funny domains to use to get you guys to the website. To get all you goobers together to the right place. Before I get back to corporate greed, goober in area code 706 texted me this. Mike, would you agree with me that we lost all our freedom with the passage of the income tax? If so, why don't we do anything about it? I think a 5% federal consumption tax would replace it with far more revenue and also get the government out of our business. it's not just the passage of the income tax that took away our freedoms. It was the concept of federal withholding. Money you never see. That's where you start losing your freedom. Because people don't understand. This takes away, you know, the idea that you really don't want your kid to touch a hot stove. But nonetheless, if a kid does touch a hot stove, there's a lesson learned from that. We don't want our children harmed, but we also want them to understand the dangers of that hot stove. Well, if you never turn the stove on, if the child's never even able to feel the heat of that stove, the child will never comprehend that that stove is actually dangerous to his skin when it's on. That's the same as federal, state, and local withholding. And here's why. For those of you who work on a salary or an hourly basis, and you get your paycheck once a month, biweekly, twice a month, however you might get paid, doesn't make any difference. All you think about is that take-home pay. So you look at what, you know, you get your pay stub electronically like we do. And I see what that number is. So there's my take-home pay. And so I know that's how much money I have to pay my bills or to use to eat out or whatever I might want to use. I don't think about the money that I don't, well, I do, but I think I'm using myself as an example. Most people don't think about that money they don't see. I love it, for example, my grandson, who just went off to college, over the summer worked at a sporting goods store. And he knew what his hourly rate was. And I know in his mind, he was calculating 40 hours times X, and that was going to be how much money he made. And he was all excited about it. And then he got his first paycheck. And he was like, he calls me Grandpa. He's like, Grandpa, where the hell did my money go? Did you look at your pay stub? Yeah, I did. What is all of this? Welcome to the real world. Here's the real world. It's not your money. They consider it their money. And here's what we let you keep. And oh, by the way, come April 15th, you're going to fill out a tax return, and if you don't have your withholding just exactly right, then you're going to owe some more money. And I'm always fascinated by people who have their withholding structured wrong, and so they're looking every year to get a refund. Oh, I'm so excited because on April 15th, I'll file my tax return, and then sometime, I don't know, maybe in June or July when the IRS finally gets around to it, I'll get some money back. I'll get a refund. You're not getting a refund. You're getting your own money back. They're just sending you a check for the money that you gave them to hold and to use for a year until you filed your return and you got some of that money back. It just drives me nuts. It's the same with Social Security. You're paying your FICA withholding. You know that you're actually paying all of that, even though your employer is paying half of the Social Security, half of the FICA tax. That's calculated into how much money they pay you. So what's the solution to that? Hang on. I'll give you that solution on the other side.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control. And the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. There's a lot going on this time of year, including the Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas. But as Veterans Day approaches, we need to remember those who have served this country to preserve our freedoms. This Veterans Day, take time to say thank you to a veteran in our community. And remember, freedom isn't free.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Or go to the website to follow me on social media and get all the other stuff. Michael says go here.com. I want to wrap up real quickly about withholding. Because withholding is one of the most despicable things that we've allowed the federal government ever to do to us. And we actually helped the federal government do it to ourselves by voting for the income tax amendment. So, you know, it's kind of our fault, or the fault of those who at the time voted for it. But withholding leaves you with the impression that that number that you get in your paycheck is what you were paid. No, that's just what you net after they take away all the deductions. Now, some deductions you choose to have deducted, you know, maybe your health insurance or whatever. But others, no, the withholding is just based on how, when you fill out your W-2, whatever it is, that you fill out for yourself and number of dependents. Then the company withholds a certain amount from every paycheck based on the number of dependents that you claim. You then get that back. Now, I try to calculate my withholding, and it's difficult to do because I get paid from different sources, from iHeart and Premier and others. So it's a little difficult for me to get it exactly right, but I tried to adjust it just right so that at the end of the year, when I file my federal income taxes, I don't owe any money, and I don't get any money back, so that I have the full use of my money throughout the year. Many people allow the federal government, because they don't do their withholding right, allow the federal government to withhold more, and then they get a big refund back, and they exclaim, hallelujah, look at this money I got back. Well, you just got your own money back that you had loaned to the federal government for a year, and then they're just, by out of their kindness, giving it back to you. Imagine this. If there was no withholding, and every year you had to file an income tax return, and let's say it's the same kind of returns we do today, you had to file that return, and then you had to come up with a check on that day to pay for what, when you go back and look at your FICA withholding, you look at your federal withholding, all of that. Well, actually, I'm screwing this up. There is no withholding for anything. So on April 15, you have to write a check for how much you would owe if they had withheld all of that. There would be a revolt. Finally, there would be a revolt. Because people would see, oh my God, I got to pay all of this? Yeah. That's what you pay in taxes every year. Social Security, federal income tax, state income tax, sometimes a local income tax. Yeah. That would be a revolt. And I wish we would have it. Because Congress has no incentive whatsoever to change the current income tax structure or system. So here we are, coming up on an election. And the other side, the Democrats are trying to say that, oh, but if you vote for Republicans, you're going to get higher inflation, and you have all this problem with all of these companies making all these big companies that are, because of corporate greed, making all these profits. Is that true? As for oil companies in particular, the Wall Street Journal editorial board corrects the record, saying this: keep in mind that oil majors' current profits follow steep losses during the pandemic. As oil prices plunged amid lockdowns, companies in OPEC nations pared investment and they shut in wells. Demand for oil then bounced back much quicker than supply, which has driven up prices and profits. That's economics 101. And it is. When the oil companies, these big greedy oil companies, when they were suffering massive losses because of destroyed demand, did anybody feel sorry for them? When your local hardware store lost money, and for example, in many cases, actually had to shutter the windows, had to shutter the doors, had to close down, lay off all of their employees, and the owners lost all of their investment, did anybody cry for them? No. And it was all done because of government intervention. We have not recovered from the pandemic. What is happening is the pent-up demand from the lockdowns is causing a huge spike in demand for oil and gas. And so prices are up. But supply is not up. So profits are up. Why yell at them? Are you yelling at your local grocery store? Are you? I know you probably are, but don't blame them. Blame government intervention. But regardless, Joe Biden's out there again all the time, wanting to punish oil and gas companies for engaging in just pure capitalism. Their profits are a windfall of war. At a time of war, any company receiving historic windfall profits like this has a responsibility to act beyond the narrow self-interest of its executives and its shareholders, he said. What? First, let's back. Are we at war? Did Congress declare war somewhere? Did I miss that? Hey, you guys back there, are we at war? Blaming this on war is a bunch of bullcrap. Total bullcrap. Then he said to the oil and gas companies, if you don't bow to his wishes, quote, they're going to pay a higher tax on their excess profits and face other restrictions. Other restrictions? Like every restriction he's taken since day one in the Oval Office to make energy production harder and more expensive? He keeps lecturing the oil companies. Quote, you should be using these record-breaking profits to increase production and refining. Now, I find that freaking hilarious because he's screaming at them, hey, you should take these profits you're making and you should go out and invest in more production. Well, you won't allow us to do it. You won't allow us to build pipelines. You won't allow us to build refineries. You won't allow us to go drill. What are we supposed to do? And then you have the diesel shortage. Let's just cut to the chase. That's not Putin's fault either. The New York Times is griping about Republican plans. Listen to this. The Times says few economists on either end of the ideological spectrum expect the party's proposals to meaningfully reduce inflation in the short term. Instead, many say some of what Republicans are proposing, including tax cuts for high earners and businesses, could actually make price pressures worse by pumping more money into the economy. Let me just translate that for you. Proposals won't meaningfully reduce inflation because Biden will still be president and Republicans won't be able to really enact an agenda at all until January of 2025. It's not tax cuts to avoid raising taxes, instead keeping rates where they actually are. Pumping more money in the economy is a strange euphemism for not confiscating money through higher taxes in the first place. And these so-called journalists wonder why Americans don't trust the media? The Chicago Sun-Times editorial board blames, who else, Donald Trump for inflation. Seriously. Chicago Sun-Times? Quote, as right-wing politicians around the country holler about inflation, they conveniently ignore the long-term impact of former President Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts. Trump's cuts, geared to help the wealthy, bloated the federal budget deficit, which left the government less leeway when it needed it to rescue the economy from COVID-19. Oh, my God. I really do get tired of this. The Republican cuts were only geared toward anyone, in the sense that income tax rates were cut for people who actually pay income taxes. If half the population doesn't pay income taxes, their 0% effective tax rate is pretty hard to cut. Even so, those tax cuts fueled a roaring economy. Increased federal revenue as a result, contrary to what the Chicago Sun-Times says. And we've seen this game plan before. Ronald Reagan cut tax rates a across the board. Tax cuts. Do you know what that does? One, it increases investment in the private sector. It increases spending in the private sector. That creates more taxpayers. More taxpayers equals more income to the federal government. That because even though they're paying at a lower tax rate, you have more taxpayers, which turns out to be more income for the federal government. But what happens? Even though the federal government gets more revenue, they spend even more than the increased revenue. They never say, oh, you know what? Let's just spend what we got. We got these tax cuts. They're increasing revenue to the federal government. Let's just spend that amount. These yahoos in D.C. never do that. So this Tuesday, there is a choice. You can believe the Democrats who've steered the economy into its present ditch and the lying cabal who defend that record against all evidence. Or we can try something different. Voting for Republicans who have made a pretty decent commitment to America. You ought to read the commitment. Go Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever you do. Republicans' commitment to America. Now, one version of it is more than 1,000 pages long. But read the executive summary of the things that the Republicans intend to do to return us to a roaring economy. It's not going to happen on a dime. It may not even happen in the next 2 years. It may be January of 2025 before some of these things can actually be implemented. But nonetheless, if they are implemented, tax cuts, cutting back the regulatory scheme, paring down the administrative state, limiting the size of government, actually cutting the size of government, you know, something that private companies have to do all the time? Why is it that the private sector always has to take the cuts, always has to do the layoffs, and you never hear about it at federal, state, or local levels? Why? Why is that? Because we're putzes, and we allow it to happen. That's why. Let's wind this up next. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. to download the podcast, follow me on social media, hang tight. We got one more segment. Don't go away.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott.
That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, I'm really glad you spent the weekend with me. I always appreciate all you goobers tuning in. You can always, and remember, because the affiliates around the country play this, some play it live, carry the show live, some carry it live and re-air it at different times, or you listen to it on the podcast, regardless of when you consume The Weekend with Michael Brown, you can always send me a text message, because I read the text messages every single day, all day long. I'm always occasionally going over to a tab that's always open for the text messages. So you can always send me a text. Just text the word Mike to 33 and your message to 33103. So Tuesday's election day. I tweeted out earlier this morning, you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. There's a Republican running for the U.S. Senate in Colorado. And he has an ad running that starts out that says something to the effect that I am not a politician. And I tweeted out that I'm tired of people running for office saying that I'm not a politician. Because if you're running for office, you are by definition a politician. Now, I'm actually voting for this guy. I just get irritated at the misuse of words sometimes. Politician is not necessarily, in fact, generally speaking, not a derogatory word. But we've made it into a derogatory word. Well, I want to reclaim that language. And here's why. Running for office is a noble endeavor. If we abandon politics, if we walk away from it, turn our backs to it, whatever, somebody else is going to fill the void that you leave when you do that. Somebody with a very different agenda than you might have. And I actually think, in all honesty, that would mean a lot of suffering and pain, perhaps even the destruction of the nation. I know it sounds severe, but I think it's true. If we abandon politics, then whatever morality, whatever belief system, whatever position that we might have on particular issues, those never make it into the public square. Those things that you believe never get heard. Now, and you don't have to be running for office for that to be true. I hear from some goobers, not a lot, but I still hear it from some goobers, that say, oh, I'm just not going to vote. Well, I don't like, or I'm not going to vote for this guy, even though he has an R after his name or he has a D after his name. I'm just not going to vote for him because I don't like him on this one issue. Really? So you like someone on 99% of the things they say, but one thing they say you don't like, and that's a killer for everything else. That's stupid. Yeah, I said it. That's stupid. Do you like everything about your spouse? Do you like everything about yourself? Do you like everything about your coworkers? Do you like every, you know, I'll use this as an example. I got two big Leonbergers. I got one that's 4 months old, and I just got a new one that's a 10-month-old pup. Big, giant Leonbergers. I love these dogs. Do I love everything about them? No. Sometimes they irritate me. Does that mean I'm just going to abandon these two Leonbergers? No. Well, I think my Leonbergers are a lot better than politicians. But the analogy applies to politicians, too. I'm not going to abandon a politician because there are one or two things out of a thousand things that I don't like about him or her or about him or his or her positions on any particular issue. There, when we live in a democratic republic like this country, if we give up our right to vote, or choose not to vote, we hand the country over to those who have different values, different belief systems, different positions. You abandon that. You create a vacuum. You create a void if you don't vote. Or if you abandon a, and I'm using air quotes here, a politician because that so-called politician doesn't agree with everything or is not completely in sync with everything you believe in. Don't do that. Don't abandon it to someone else. Thanks for joining the weekend with Michael Brown. I was so glad to have you with me. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Don't forget, text the word Mike to 33103. I'll see you next Saturday. Take care.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.